This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. This morning we received a press release from the Huron County Sheriff's Department. At 2:01 a.m. on the morning of Sunday, February the 1st, the Huron County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene of a fatality incident at the end of Elkton Road at the intersection of Etzler Road in Lake Township. Two motorists had minutes earlier come across a heavily damaged pickup that had impacted with a tree in the off-road bush of that T intersection. When they got out to check and see if there were any occupants in the wreckage, it was discovered a lone occupant was unresponsive in it with a gunshot wound to the head. Our deputies and the Caseville police arrived shortly thereafter to investigate the unusual situation. Also arriving shortly thereafter were the Caseville Fire Department and Shure Ambulance Service. The victim, 43-year-old Daniel S. Bouverette of Bad Axe, was pronounced dead at the scene. A Huron County Medical Examiner's Office investigator then responded, along with an accident investigator from the Huron County Sheriff's Office. Preliminary investigation is suggesting that the victim likely took his life with the handgun while northbound on Elkton Road, but did it just prior to going off the end of it and impacting a tree. It is further believed that the vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed when the crash occurred. The victim's 2021 Chevy pickup and other personal items have been seized for this ongoing investigation. Anyone who believes they may have further information about this incident is asked to call Huron County Sheriff's Office during regular business hours at 989-269-6500 or Huron County Central Dispatch at 989-269-6421. In a court case involving David Clare Schutte's proceeding to a jury trial after Schutte rejected a plea agreement, Schutte faces charges including assault or assault and battery on a professional or medical volunteer, reckless driving, and malicious destruction of property. The prosecution had offered to dismiss the malicious destruction of property charge if Schutte paid $75 in restitution and pleaded guilty or no contest to the other two counts. Schutte's defense counsel confirmed his client's refusal of the deal and requested a jury trial. The court will now schedule a date for the final pretrial and the jury trial. And a man accused in the fatal shooting of Grand Blanc Middle School football coach will stand trial next month. Authorities say William Chainer III is charged with first-degree murder and several firearm-related offenses in connection with the death of Logan Welch, age 30, of Grand Blanc. The shooting occurred at Trims Unlimited in Almont. Prosecutors allege Chainer fled from the officers following the incident. If found guilty on all charges, he could face a mandatory life sentence without parole. Welch, a lifelong Grand Blanc resident and coach at West Middle School, was expecting his first child with his wife at the time of his death. Chainer scheduled to return to court on February the 9th at 1:30 p.m. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of the mall?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
Are you in the market for a newer, safer vehicle? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. Tax time is almost here, and that brings great deals. And remember, when you shop at Al Hansen Motors, everything on our regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you. Right now, I have two SUVs that are priced to sell. The first is a 2022 GMC Acadia SLT with 109,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and fully loaded. It has a 3.6 V6 engine, remote start, a backup camera, and every creature comfort you could ask for. We're asking $22,380. The second one is a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive and has 93,000 miles. It's also powered by a 3.6 V6 engine, and even though it isn't the top trim, it's still packed full of options, including remote start, a power liftgate, and spacious third-row seating. Take it home for just $23,480. I also have a pair of trucks that are sure to sell fast. The first is a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4 with 88,000 miles. It has a 5.7 Hemi V8, remote start, front and rear park assist, and more, all for just $28,780. And wrapping up, I have a 2018 Chevy Silverado LT Double Cab 4x4. It has a Z71 off-road package, remote start, and with 73,000 miles, we're asking $29,880.
And we're back. We do have one obituary for today. Roger Michael Green, age 93 of Ubley, passed away Wednesday, January 28th at the Meadow Lane Assisted Living in Bad Axe, Michigan. He was born on March 20th, 1932 in Detroit, Michigan, and went on to marry Sandra Ross on April 11th, 1964 in Royal Oak, Michigan, and they ended up having one son, Brian. Roger was honorably serving in the U.S. Marine Corps from 1951 to 1954. He is survived by his daughter-in-law, Lena Green. Services will be held Tuesday, February the 3rd at 11 a.m. at McAlpin Funeral Home, Mack Chapel in Bad Axe. Visitation will be on Tuesday, February 3rd at 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 at the Mack Chapel, and burial will follow at Valley Cemetery in Ubley at a later date.
At McKenzie Jewelers, we believe every story is one of a kind, just like the person you're sharing it with. That's why we don't just offer rings. We can create that one-of-a-kind, custom, handcrafted jewelry that's as special as your relationship. Whether it's an engagement ring, a necklace, or a bracelet, we work closely with you to design that unique piece that truly reflects your love. Imagine the joy of wearing a piece of jewelry that's been thoughtfully designed just for you, capturing the moments that matter the most. And if you have an old design that needs a refresh, we can bring it back to life, turning outdated pieces into timeless treasures. For over 40 years, McKenzie Jewelers has been part of life's most precious milestones. When you choose McKenzie Jewelers, you're not just choosing a jeweler, you're choosing a partner who understands the significance of every detail.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with more news. A massive winter storm characterized as a bomb cyclone has left over 110 people dead and millions without power across southern United States. Rare snow flurries were reported as far south as Florida, where freezing temperatures have threatened citrus crops and local wildlife. Travel remains in chaos, with over 1,200 flights canceled today, as crews struggle to clear runways and repair down power lines. The National Weather Service warns that while the storm is moving out, bitter cold temperatures will persist throughout the week. And Laura Fernandez, a protege of the outgoing president, has declared victory in Costa Rica's presidential election. Preliminary results suggest she may have secured enough of the vote to avoid a runoff, signaling a continuation of the current administration's populist and center-right policies. Fernandez campaigned on a platform of economic reform and tougher security measures. Her victory is seen as a mandate for the continuity of the previous administration's approach to domestic governance and international trade. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding Building repairs your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
Well, one more piece of news. Punxsutawney Phil did see his shadow on Groundhog Day, February 2nd, 2026, which means six more weeks of winter. The prediction made official during the ceremony held at Gobbler's Knob in Pennsylvania. And that's been a look at your news. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.